Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, it's Wednesday, and many of you call this Hump Day. I pray that today's video nugget will be an encouragement to you to get you on this hump day over the humps of life that you face. Listen, friend, I don't know what on God's green earth everyone's dealing with right now in their life. I know a lot of people are dealing with many different things. Some people are going through many tough situations and in their lives right now. But I want to encourage you today from God's Word to let your situations of doubt rest in the power of Jesus Christ. And so today I want to look in the New Testament here at 2 Corinthians, specifically, if we could, at verse number 10. The Bible says, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake." Notice this, I've got this underscored. "For when I am weak, then am I strong." I hope you'll underscore that in your copy of God's Word. Paul had a lot of the same issues that you and I, that we have today. We know from reading about Paul that he had some type of thorn in his side. We don't really know what that was. He had some physical issues. He was insulted. He had hardships in his life, like financial troubles. People persecuted Paul. People opposed Paul's ministry. I always try to remind myself of that by being in the ministry, that people can oppose what you're doing. But Paul didn't focus on any of that. And if Paul didn't focus on it, perhaps maybe we shouldn't focus on it. Instead, here's what Paul did, and this is what you and I ought to do, my friends. He focused on what Christ would do through him. And here's what we need to take from today's passage here in 2 Corinthians. When Paul was weak, really, in a sense, he was strong. And so what we need to do is we need to rely during these times of difficulty, these times of stress, these times of uncertainty, we need to rely on his strength and not our own. When we turn our situations in life over to Christ, he will strengthen us. And our prayer should always be to pray to the Lord to strengthen us to accomplish His will in every facet of our lives. I pray that this is encouraging to you today.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.